Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special bonus episode of the Des Bishop Podcast. Forgive my whispered tones. I have the double bubble need to keep my voice down in that I have one girlfriend still asleep at 9:12 a.m. on this Sunday morning, but I also have a very shy, nervous foster dog who is sitting next to me on the couch, which is a bit of an operation to get her to be on the couch and to relax. And now that she's relaxed, I've decided to spend the next approximately 25 minutes ranting about something that has been driving me insane. And I shouldn't let it, because it's not a big deal. But this whole Waterford Whispers news controversy, it just gets my blood up. It gets my blood up on so many different levels. And I've been sitting here, I debated for an hour whether I should just pick up this microphone. And then I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm doing it. So people are up in arms over this satirical sketch that Waterford Whispers News did on the New Year's show. And I mean, the crux of the joke basically is a news report that God is up for sexual abuse scandal because he impregnated Mary without consent. And it's so clearly satirical, not to mention, in my opinion, it's joking about potentially a fantasy, because it's not even talking about Jesus. It's talking about God, the great universally mysterious entity of God. But of course, it used the imagery of God as a sort of white-haired, bearded man, and it was just a joke. And I understand that people are very sensitive about religion, which of course is their right, because people are very protective over their belief systems and how they are tied in with their identity. So I completely understand that people got their blood up and they got offended. When I say I understand, I understand that that happens. I don't understand why, because I don't understand why people allow their religion and their identity to be so fucking deeply intertwined at this juncture in fucking human evolution. But at the same time, whatever, you're offended, you know? And of course, they're all going nuts, 600 complaints to RTE. But it's the fact that it has to be looked at in an Irish context. The majority of people in the Republic of Ireland are Catholic. And from what I can see, Archbishop Eamon Martin has come out, complaining that this is deeply offensive to people. And it baffles me how they can't see the hypocrisy of their lack of response, not to mention criminal at times hiding of the horrible shit that went on in the Catholic Church, the abuse that went on at the hands of the Catholic Church, the trust that was broken, just that they can't see that the hypocrisy is so deep that this is what offends them, a stupid joke about God, which is just clearly nonsense. Not to mention, it's clearly of its time. You know, it's a post Me Too satirical look at both religion and accusation, and there's a lot going on, and it's funny. And yeah, you got offended because you can't separate your identity from this joke. It doesn't affect your relationship with God. But yet, people get offended, and that's totally fine. And by the way, I've had it up to my eyeballs with fucking offense in all its forms, by the way. Don't think that I don't equate this reaction from Catholics from other people who get offended on behalf of others all the time. I mean, people are getting offended all the time, and it's pretty tedious. It's often tedious, okay? But let's just focus on this for a second, okay? There are so many offensive things that the Catholic Church has done in Ireland. And by the way, can we also point out that, like, these jokes about God, like, this is not an organization that hasn't, in its own way, fucked with people for so long. And they don't take responsibility for any of that. Their decision to, the power that they had in society to shame women, have control over their bodies. They still don't allow them to be priests. You know, all these, all this fucked up shit that this institution still to this day protects. And they're worried about some dumb fucking joke. This is the shit that motivates them? This is the stuff that fucking makes them rise up? I don't get it. I mean, the amount of damage that this institution has caused, particularly in Ireland, but all over the world, and this dumb joke about God, this nonsensical joke, this is not important. This is the shit that riles them up. And of course, this is a return of serve for all the bullshit, even the shit that I'm talking right now. They've had it, right? They've had it with this nonsense negativity. Which, you know, I can understand if you're deeply embedded in this belief and you feel that you have to behave in a certain way to be a good person, I guess it gets pretty tedious when people are constantly attacking, you know, your belief system. Of course, the other option is to just fucking open your mind and go, oh, maybe some of this stuff is nonsense. Maybe I've stuck to a rigid set of rules for no fucking reason whatsoever because most of it is just made up by humanity. And this mysterious God figure doesn't give a fuck about these jokes. You know? And maybe, well, I was just going to say, for me, who actually I have no connection to the Catholic Church anymore, I find it quite funny. Because there is an element of poking fun at the nonsense of the goddamn fucking story. Which is not a problem. Why must we say we stay so firm to this fantasy narrative that's sacred, but all the other elements of human history and the evolution of humanity and the evolution of ideas and all that we learn, all that's allowed to be revised, revise, except for these fucking these narratives, these fantasy tales, they are sacred? Well, I say no. That's the whole point of this. I say no. And why should RTE, the National Broadcaster of Ireland, have to fucking pay special care to that one sacred story? Why? Because religion has this protection? I don't think religion should have that protection. That's why I like moments like this, to make people have a think. And of course, Twitter lights up with all these people that are like, would you make fun of Muslims? And listen, I didn't put it on my special because I didn't want the pushback, but I have a bit about that very thing of, would you make fun of Allah? And it's like, yeah, I would make fun of Allah if I fucking knew anything about it. You know, what if it whispers news? I'm assuming that Cullum was raised Catholic. That's my assumption. You know, he's joking about what he knows. He's joking about stuff that's relevant to us. And as I made the point in my bit, which I should dig up, it's really a Muslim comedian's job, in my opinion, to challenge that belief system, you know? Because I feel like it when an outsider, it's easy to get your blood up if an outsider to the belief system comes in and is just like, your belief system is fucked up, You know, then it's like, who the fuck are you to tell me about my belief system? It's another thing if a respected Muslim comic comes in and challenges belief systems within the Muslim faith. That's more powerful. And I will admit, I think it's more dangerous to do that. I do actually think it's more dangerous. And I cover all that in the routine that I did. But to suggest that somehow making that comparison, I think in a way you should have the pride that Waterford Whispers News doesn't have to worry about the fear of violence. That are within Irish, let's just focus on Irish society, because I don't want to suggest one society is better than the other. But we've evolved enough, we're open-minded enough to be able to have satire and jokes about the belief systems that we grew up with, and that no one's going to get hurt, because this is not something that is worthy of violence. I mean, very little is. This is definitely not something that's worthy of violence. And to make comparisons, you know, I see Cullum getting threats about he should be Charlie Hebdo'd. I mean, I'm going to make an assumption that a lot of these people are the same people that are like, you know, like sometimes they're like anti-immigration or they're anti-Muslim, or during that great sort of post-Syrian refugee time, there was this great fear of the Islamic takeover of European society. The whole point is that you should have pride that we don't do that, instead of being like, oh, if it was like that, if this was about Muslims, you'd be having somebody come in and shoot up your building. Like, no. That's the whole fucking point of why we should be proud that we've moved beyond that. That we've moved beyond this religious fervor that would drive people to think that is okay. You know, that's part of why this fucking routine is important, is because people have gone too far in the name of religion. People have gone too violent in their defense of these belief systems. They're not worth it. They're not worth it, and we don't need them. But that's fine. If you want to keep them, fine. But I don't know why the belief system should be sacred. You know, and obviously there are modern belief systems which are starting to drive up and be sacred, and people are responding in that way, and I'd be just as critical of that too. But when you have one, the Catholic Church in Ireland, that had so much power over society for so long, then I really have no tolerance for when people get up in arms about a goddamn joke. It's ridiculous. You know, and if you need to go back and look at the history of the Catholic Church influence in Ireland, you know, go back and read it. It's there. There was traditionally way too much connection between the Catholic Church and the Irish government, and it made its way through all of society. And we reaped the benefits of that. From the not destructive levels of shame and feeling bad about behavior that you didn't need to feel bad about, to the dark side of abuse, institutions.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, generations of women that felt disenfranchised from society. I mean, the list goes on and on. So, me personally, I tell people to just get over it. And I got my own grievance, grievances about when people get offended and how it affects you. But, you know, it's you have to get over it. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. We know that God is not a rapist, okay? But we also know that we live in a time where we've had this massive cultural shift around abusers being called out. And whether or not you think this is a good joke or not, what if it whispers news? It's pretty, it's a pretty, what would one say? It's a pretty, oh God, why is my brain not working all of a sudden? It's a pretty ambitious attempt at encapsulating a huge aspect of modern society. You know, and you know, some people could even argue that it's ridiculing sexual assault allegations. I mean, there's so many ways that you could look at this, and I'm not saying they're doing that, but I'm saying you could read into it that way. There's actually a lot of ways that you can read into this. You know, or you could just read into it that it's poking fun at the nonsense of the origin story of Christ. And okay, that's offensive to you if that's what you believe, but I don't believe that, and it's the opposite of offensive to me. It's like, it's about fucking time. Because the respect of all this bullshit only brought us negativity in Ireland. And we're only just breaking out of it now. You know, and Christians feel hard done by, and I get it, you know? But it's a fucking changing of the guard. Just get over it. It doesn't diminish your belief. All you're doing is allowing yourself this righteous anger for something that doesn't require anger. Just be offended and get over it. Doesn't change your belief. It's not a fucking insult to God. God doesn't give a fuck. Just get over it and move on. Because actually, if you don't react, it's over. All this shit, all this offense that people take, all this fucking, this intense anger, the Twitter explosions, they're road rage. And if you know anything about road rage, everything can go wrong from staying in it. Rolling down your window, saying something, pushing up, you know, getting close to the car. All those things can lead to massive problems. Or you just fucking ignore it. You slow down, you get out of the way, or you speed up. You just stay away. And within 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you've calmed down, you've forgotten. Or you can react and be stuck in potentially fucking life-changing situation for the rest of your life. Just fucking roll up the window, turn up the radio, and fucking move on. That's to the Christians that are offended now, and for all the fucking people that are going to be offended in the future. And believe you me, there's plenty of fucking atheists out there that are fucking getting up in arms about whatever fucking issue is super important to them. But in actual fact, it's not as important as you think. So just fucking roll up the window and move on. And yes, I have resentments against the Catholic Church. And if you want to know where the source of them are, where the source of these resentments are, Google the Ferns Report, look up St. Peter's College, Wexford, look up Father Donald Collins, my fucking principal, and fucking read about him. And then show me all the fucking tweets. I mean, it was a little before Twitter, but show me how fucking hard it was to fucking squeeze out just an ounce of fucking contrition from the Catholic Church. Then fucking talk to me about some dumb fucking joke on RT being a problem. Do me a favor. Fucking hypocrisy stinks. Anyway, I'm not even going to do 25 minutes. Because that's just my few cents on it. It's the new year. It's just a quick thought about it. And if you're a Catholic, I mean, I think I totally respect your belief. You know, I was raised Catholic. I was an altar boy. I read at Mass. I was into it. I'm not into it anymore, but that does not diminish you being into it. And I respect your belief. But I struggle to defend the sacredness of those beliefs. I struggle to defend jokes about religion somehow being more offensive than other jokes. Especially an organization well, the Catholic Church being an organization, but just the power of Christianity throughout the world, not even the developed world. And first of all, the developed world, I don't even think that's an acceptable thing to say anymore, but the power of Christianity around the globe, it can handle a fucking dumb sketch on RTE. It can handle it. And if your belief is that fucking sensitive, have a look at your belief. It doesn't fucking matter. Roll up the window and drive on. We'll be back with our regular episode on Thursday. Thank you so much, guys. Don't forget about the Patreon. Got a month coming up. Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. YouTube lives on the Patreon. Subscribe. It's a fiver a month. Going through quarantine. And I hope you guys are all getting on well. At Des Bishop on Instagram. At Des Bishop on Twitter. Which I'm back on because I'm just actually sick. You know, I was so afraid of, you know, just getting involved in all controversies. But you know what? I'm starting to liberate myself from that shit because it's, who's, you know, so many of the people that are accused of being bad, they're not that fucking bad. So just fucking relax. At Des Bishop on Twitter. Facebook.com/Des Bishop. Subscribe to the podcast. Spread the word. Leave a review. On Apple Podcasts, take a picture on Spotify. Thanks, guys. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.